A Barry woman accused of driving while impaired and running into a group of pedestrians in the city's South End last month will remain behind bars for at least another few days following an update on her bail status this morning. Cassie Korzenko, 32, is scheduled to have the matter brought back to video remand court on Friday, January 13 at 9 a.m. for another update. She has been charged with 3 counts of impaired driving causing bodily harm. Korzenko appeared in court Tuesday via video link from Penetanguishene Central North Correctional Center, CNCC. Concerning the Salvation Army's specialized bail beds program, she is now 4th in line on the program's waitlist. The organization's bail verification and supervision program is available to people who have been accused of criminal offenses, regardless of social and economic background. It offers pre-trial supervision for individuals 16 years of age and up, as well as guidance, referrals to community services as well as anger management, anti-theft and alcohol, drug awareness programs. The program also offers specialized bail beds for higher needs individuals. Referral to this program can come from lawyers, duty counsel, the Crown, family members, institutions, and individuals. Korzenko has been in custody since the December 1 crash when 3 people suffered serious injuries after being struck by a vehicle near Mapleview Drive and Bayview Drive before a Barry Colts game. Barry police say the vehicle involved in the crash was traveling south on Bayview Drive, struck the pedestrians and then collided with 2 other vehicles, whose occupants were uninjured. Korzenko was arrested at the scene and taken to local hospital. The 3 pedestrians were on their way to the Ontario Hockey League game as part of an excursion with Empower Simcoe, an organization which provides services to people with physical and intellectual disabilities. All 3 were airlifted to a Toronto trauma center following the crash. 1 suffered serious and potentially life-threatening injuries. Empower Simcoe had confirmed one of the victims, a 52-year-old woman, works with the organization. The 2 others, men aged 53 and 44, both receive support from the Empower Simcoe and have also been involved with Special Olympics. An Empower Simcoe spokesperson confirmed January 5 that all 3 victims are on the mend and no longer in Toronto Hospital. Community support worker Melanie Smith is recovering at home. Jeff Janes is at Royal Victoria Regional Health Centre, RVH, as is the 2nd person supported by Empower Simcoe, whose identity is not being disclosed. Both men are continuing to improve in their recovery, according to the organization.